It all tastes. I've seen people take a shot of it and just smack their lips and say how good it was. Boy, I taste that stuff, and it tasted worse than anything I ever nearly tasted. To me, it wasn't no part of that thing. It was good to me. Now, once in a while, I take some of it for medicine, you know. Not straight, but in maybe make up a cough syrup or something out of it and take a little bit of it. But that stuff, there's no whiskey. I've tasted all kinds of it that they said was good. Mm-hmm. Man, I never tasted any of it was good. It always burnt the fire out of me and tasted worse than anything bad I ever put in my mouth.
Your sister, little old Ellis, right there, she said she had to stay away from it because she liked it.
Yeah, and I can't even stand it.
And that little boy of mine, I was letting him taste the beer and he just looked.
And that's another thing. They say good beer, and they don't make no good beer. It all tastes just like slop to me. And they said, get drunk and you feel good. There's no feeling good to me to get drunk because I've been drunk. And whenever I drank too much, then I just got sick. I never felt good nowhere at any time between. There's no in between with me.
You drink enough just to get a little high, you feel good.
When I get a little high, I just come and feel dizzy in the head, and I don't feel good. There's no good feeling there at all, and I don't want to get out here and hoot and holler and tell them like I've seen a lot of. It don't do me that way. I've got there's no place in there, and it makes me feel good. See, and when I just keep on, then I get sick and I start just vomiting. And then I'm sick for 3 or 4 days, see.
What do people call beer that they make themselves?
Homebrew is what most of them call it.
Uh-huh. And say if you had peas and beets and carrots and so forth, you'd call those?
What?
What would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grew yourself?
Well, you call them that, or you mean, it'd be vegetables, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. And you grow them in
You grow them in a garden, a lot of them do, but there's people that's got fields of them things. I can show you up the river up here where they had 100 acres of them.
Direct bottom.
Yeah.
Any special name for vegetables that you grow yourself?
Well, yeah, not no more than, you know, what you just like lettuce and carrots and beans and all that kind of stuff like that, and beets and radishes and all that. That's what we always generally grow nearly all that stuff out here.
Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You'd tell somebody just...
I said, boy, that sure smells good.
And you'd tell someone,
I said, boy, just smell that. That sure smells delicious.
And... you say, this isn't imitation maple syrup, this is
real syrup, it's not an imitation.
Or this is genuine,
or...
Uh-huh. And when they didn't, when they sold sugar out of the barrel, they weighed it out of the barrel, they said they were selling it how? They weren't putting it in packages, they were selling it...
They were selling it by the pound, they sold it out, used them by the pound. See, but I never did see no sugar sold out of a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, we used to buy a sack at a time, 100 pounds, see.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did see any sold out of a barrel. I've heard them talk about sugar barrels, but I don't believe I ever seen one. That's for my time.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were buying something wholesale, you'd say you were buying it in...
Buying something what?
Wholesale. Like several hundred pounds at a time.
You'd be buying it by the case or something like that when you...
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people say they're buying it in bulk or bulk?
Yeah, bulk. That there would be... Now, that's not in it. You ain't got no container and you buy it that way.
Mm-hmm.